Shavuos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Beis, 4:12, and the last of these series of sort of technicalities about Shavuos Eidos that can't work for some technical reason. Now, what's happening in this pasuk is this Mishnah is as follows. The pasuk says, "V'nefesh ki techete," if a person should sin, "V'shama kol Allah," he hears this adjuration, this demand for swearing, right? Or Allah excuse me, a curse, but the point is, yeah, he hears this demand. Vhu aid, and he knew the information. We said that in the previous Mishnah. Oh Rao Yada, he saw something or he knew something. So then it says, Im lo yagid venasa avono. If he won't tell what he knows, then he bears his sin. Now, when it says Im lo yagid, if he won't tell, so the word lo is spelt in a very strange way. It's spelt Lamed Vav Aleph. And Chazal understand that the reason why is because it's really, as far as the drush is concerned, that there's really two words smushed together. That is the word lo with a vav and the word lo with the aleph. And the word lo is how it's, with the aleph is how it's pronounced, and that's what it means if he won't tell. But be darsh that it has to be lo, which means to him. So for this to work, for the Shavuos Eidos technicality to kick in, that one is chayv to bring the Korban Shavuos Eidos for intentional violation, it has to be that the plaintiff, the person making the claim, adjures or receives the oath from the would-be Edom that they would testify, and then they don't testify. But if it's for a third party, then it's not applicable. We actually saw this a couple of Mishnayos ago, several Mishnayos ago. We had the cases before where Reuven was asking the witnesses to testify regarding Levi, that he was a Kohen, or that his daughter was molested and the like. So the point is, that we said that didn't work for this reason. So here the Mishnah says inside, this is the basis of that Mishnah over there. Shilach biad avdo. If the plaintiff, you know, the defrauded party or the injured party, whatever it is, sends his Eved Kanani, his slave, to go receive the oath, to administer the oath, and put him under oath regarding the court case tomorrow. Osha amar lehen shen hanitba. Or even if the person who is demanding the oath is not the plaintiff, the toveya, but rather the defendant, the nitba. And let's say the nitba says, or the slave says, Mashbi ani aleichem, I adjure you, I put you under oath, the two of you, she'im atem yodin lo edus, that if you know relevant testimony for him, the plaintiff, not me, but for the plaintiff, someone else, she'tavo v'si'iduhu, that you will come and you'll testify for him. So then, even if they say, Amen, yes, we swear we will, since it wasn't to the plaintiff himself, but to a third party, Hari Elu Paturin, they'll be exempt from Shavuos Eidos, Aj Yishmo'u Mipi HaToveya, they won't be liable for Shavuos Eidos unless they hear the adjuration, the demand for Shavua, looking eye to eye with the person who's the Toveya, the plaintiff himself. Okay, again, Shavuos Bitu might be violated over here, but that's not... Yeah, but we're not talking about that, we're talking about Shavuos Eidos. And that's that. Now, just a PS, which will bring this out a little further. There is such a thing as harsha'ah, that a person can give power of attorney to a third party to act in his behalf, and essentially, you know, let's say, you know, my lawyer, I'm sitting in Eretz Yisrael, my lawyer is back in San Diego, and I have a case in San Diego, and I'm not going to fly out there for a little case. Rather, I give harsha, I give like yipui koach in modern Hebrew, I give power of attorney to my lawyer to sue on my behalf. So he steps into my shoes. In such a scenario, since he becomes the plaintiff through power of attorney, so therefore, if my lawyer would put the witnesses under oath, it would, yes, kick in the Shavuos Eidos. And that's the reason why our Mishnah here very possibly chose the example of an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish slave, can't be Makabel Kinyan, therefore they can't accept this Harsha, they can't get the power of attorney, and that's why specifically a slave who does the administration of the oath would never be possible to kick in the obligation of Shavuos Eidos, whereas a generic third party like my lawyer, in fact, could, if I gave written authorization through Harsha, written confirmation of power of attorney, then indeed he steps into my shoes, and at that point, the third party making the demand for the Shavua could actually obligate the Shavuos Eidos.